This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listen to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
When I go on my daily walk, which I haven't been for some time, what I do, all I do is go. I live on a very long street in Thornbury, very beautiful street, and I just walk to the very end of it and back, which is like 45 minutes. But I've noticed on my walk, there's little brochures outside the house. It's like 6 minutes from my door,
right?
And it's a French lesson. So they do French classes at the back of the house.
Oui, oui.
And I'm just like, I need to do that. And it's like tailored, you know, it's only small classes, six people. Yeah. Lady runs it. She used to work other big places, now she works for herself, and I'm like, I must ring this person.
But you speak French, don't you?
Well, I when I lived in Paris, like, I actually fight for my right to party and to speak French.
Right.
Partied very well. But it's very, very hard to speak French in Paris. Any other place in France, yeah. I would be fluent, but everyone wants to practice the English on me. And I'm like, why don't you take a $2,000 train ride to mum's house? Anyway, you can take the train. And also with languages, if you don't practice it daily, you will lose it very easily. So I finally rang her, you know, 3 months after the fact, and she's lovely, and I went in for an assessment. So I thought, you know, here we go, let's see where I'm at.
Oh, like a little test and try. Tried you
out. She talks to me, and I'm like, I know what you're doing, because she's like, oh, what in French, what would you like to do 10 years in the future? And I'm like, oh, you want me to use the future tense? Shit, I know what you're doing now. No. And then she's like, you know, what have you, like, she's testing all those skills, those questions, and it was quite hard.
Do they have, like, genders in French, or is that Italian?
Oh, yes. In the romance languages, And in German, they have neutral as well.
Oh.
So that's tres difficile. It's not words. got my level. I was very happy to speak French. It makes me, like, why would you learn something and not want to keep it up and keep going?
Exactly.
So I reckon I'm advanced intermediate.
That's what she said. But we're going to put you through the ropes now, aren't we?
Oh, what have you got for me? What's in store?
Well, we are going to do a little quiz with you, and I've got 20 phrases that are very...
20? That's a lot.
Well, I'm not going to do all 20, but
right.
20 casual everyday French phrases you ought to know. So I'm going to see if maybe Dean could even...
Oh, okay.
Have you ever done French before?
The language?
Yeah, I did it in year 10, up to year 10, but I learned nothing out of it.
It means nothing.
Yeah. I have travelled in France, but like you say, in Paris,
But you also don't speak Italian, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I barely speak English.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, well, like, my mother tongue is technically, I suppose, Chinese. That was my first language, so I don't know any of the meanings. And there's no overlap in French, so I'm going to pull out and I'll ask the question.
Okay, go.
So, number one.
Yes.
Tu fais quoi?
That's actually good. Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
Correct.
Well done. Good job. All right. What can you guess? This one, Dean.
Okay.
N'importe quoi.
Which door?
Oh, good guess.
That's actually a good guess. Can I just say this is offending my very being, you telling me this stuff?
Oh, okay.
N'importe quoi, ma putain, c'est n'importe quoi, là. Like, it means it's nothing, it's ridiculous, it's silly.
Yeah.
This is offending me. Yeah. All right, what other baby stuff do you have for this advanced learner? Let's outstep the game, Annie. Let's do it.
Okay. Je ne crois pas mes yeux.
Are you a man?
Oh, good guess.
No?
That's quite offensive. I don't believe my eyes.
Yes. Good job.
I speak French quite fluently.
Was it man or man? No?
Mes yeux. Eyes.
That's very good pronunciation.
That's thank you. Oh, yeah, 10 French is not letting me down. All right. Dean. J'ai la cafarde.
I like custard.
Oh, such a good guess. What do you think, Jack?
Oh, like duck. No.
J'ai la cafarde.
Cafarde? Exactly comment?
Cafarde.
How's it spelled?
C-A-F-A-R-D.
I have a cold, or I have a something. I feel a bit ill.
Yes, meaning I'm feeling a little down, or I'm feeling a little blue.
Yeah.
But it literally means I have the cockroach.
Yeah, that'll happen.
There you go.
God,
that'll happen.
Ooh. I have the cockroach.
Beg your pardon.
Yeah. Ooh. And the final one.
Yep.
Tiens-moi au courant.
Tell me what happened. Like, keep me updated.
Yes, exactly that. I'll keep you up to date.
Thank you for that year one French lesson. Yeah.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.